Julia Scott is a nurse at Largo Medical Center who is concerned her voice isn't being heard by hospital staff. She said many nurses have tried to implement measures that would foster better communication, but so far they have been unwilling to cooperate.
We have some concerns about staffing. The staffing situation right now does not allow us to give the kind of care that we as registered nurses would really like to be able to give. We have taken these concerns to management. We've had numerous meetings with them, with upper level management. But, you know, we would really like to form a task force so that we can discuss these issues better. We can really come to a proper solution. But as of yet, they have denied our request for this task force. So we just felt we have no better alternative to come and bring our concerns to the public.
And surgical nurse Pat Brady said basically the same thing. She added, nurses should be an important part of decision-making in hospitals.
We've asked that the bedside nurses get together without management there, come up with ideas and present these ideas to management. And the bedside nurses are with the patients 24/7. And the doctor gives us the order. We have to take care of everything else. We have to take care of the tests, the treatments, whether or not they need their meds, what meds to give them, make sure there's no crossover between allergies or meds that conflict with each other. And the bedside nurses have a different outlook on the whole situation because they're with the patient all the time.
But neither would comment on why a task force was needed. Several dozen people chanted in front of the hospital, but none would answer questions about what they thought needed to be done to improve patient care. Sheila Carter is a state union representative. She also organized the protest. She wouldn't allow anyone other than Scott and Brady to speak with reporters and also instructed them to only mention the task force.
You cannot discuss anything other than the staffing task force.
What is an LRA?
A labor relations dispute.
Okay.
Labor relations agreement.
Explain to me real quick why they can't discuss because
that's why we're here. In order to have the public action, right, we had to have a particular issue in order to appeal for the public action.
But you can't so tell the, the issue?
The staffing task force. We want the staffing task force. We want the staffing task force.
After a little pushing, Carter finally did allow one nurse to speak up. Kurt Boosie wouldn't say much and continually looked to Carter for guidance.
It can be overwhelming.
Too many.
I mean, you got people who want to talk. Just talk to somebody. Talk to a nurse. And sometimes they're so busy that they don't have time to talk to the patients because they're so busy trying to keep up with the way things are and keeping people safe and getting them out. You know, the important thing is get them better and get them home. That's what we do.
When asked about staffing and other work conditions, Pat Brady initially said she didn't have any specifics to offer. But later, she agreed that the hospital could use a little more help.
There have been national studies done that show that if there's, on the floor, if there's one nurse to four patients, the patients have a better outcome. That's one of the things we're fighting for, is to have a lower nurse-patient ratio so the nurses have fewer patients to take care of, because the patients now are sicker, there's a lot of technical equipment, there's lots of treatments. There's lots of tests, different medications. All of that has to be monitored by the nurse.
Carter explained the lack of communication between protesters and reporters as being part of a process agreed upon by the hospital and union. She said three attempts were made to reach an agreement with hospital management, and the protest was an effort to reach out to the public on the sole issue of establishing a staffing task force. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Largo.